We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I'm wearing the bow tie here today, which is great. I've got to keep my guest on the right side of me and stay on the right side of them as well. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We have the Magic 8-Ball. Like Vanna White, or
yeah,
no,
I'm
it was
helping.
More like Price is Right. It was probably more like the
yes.
this thing here.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, there you go. The Magic 8-Ball from the Maryland Lottery. We have these. I'm also going to have some Monopolies to give away before it's all over with. It is a cup of soup or bowl. This is the week we get together and talk to nice people doing nice things in the community about awareness and charity and, I don't know, giving a little something back that we do around here. A lot of years we did the Super Bowl. And when I had all the celebrities and Hot Shots and Snoop Dogg and Adam, they all had a cause. And I thought, well, we'll just do that locally. So if you want to hear Joe Flacco or Jamal Lewis or Mike Nolan or any of the Hall of Fame stuff, it's all sitting at Baltimore Positive. In the meantime, I'm bringing some old friends out, some new friends out. We're at State Fair in Catonsville where I am my belly's full from the chicken and waffles. You know, I came in here today. And they have now, I can't show it to you, because they have actual maple syrup on every table. And I walked in at like 11 o'clock, and I'm like, now I want pancakes. And they said they stopped serving pancakes at noon, so I got the waffles, and I'm just as happy. I'll come back and get the pancakes over the weekend. Kate Paris is here. She was here before. She was running for the thing that I always kid them that I'm not a visionary. I just pretend to be one on the radio. They used to call it Man of the Year and Woman of the Year.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't be Woman of the Year, but I could be Man
no.
of the Year.
Well.
You couldn't be Man of the Year. You could be Woman of the Year. But Man of the Year sounds so like Jimmy Stewart. You know what I mean? Like it sounds like I'm not worthy of being Man of the Year. Visionary, however, they'd say, well,
that's
you
so
know,
distinguished.
He sort of invented sports radio in Baltimore. I did. So maybe he
and
is
they
a
do
visionary.
Say that.
They should say that.
I mean, everybody.
I've perfected
that.
It, if not, you know. I did listen to my competitors this week and thought, oh boy. But nonetheless, Kate, how are you? And you did not win. I mean, I'm looking at you and saying you're a visionary, but you weren't the visionary of the year. You were the runner-up. There's nothing
yes.
wrong with that. You raised a
oh
lot
my
of
God.
Money.
I'm so incredibly proud to have been the runner-up last year during that campaign.
What happened? Tell me the whole deal. What? I had you out. I had the junior folks out. I emceed the junior LLS event. Beautiful kids doing great stuff. We had the best time. We
yeah.
danced.
Yeah, yeah.
The parties that the LLS people throw... Going back to when my wife had cancer like 12 years ago, we did. It was called Man of the Year then. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lee Tessier up in Harford County. He was the Man of the Year that year, and he invited us. But it's changed a little bit, right? I mean, but not the mission, obviously, of saving lives like my wife's, but yeah. what the event was and raising money and all the stuff you did last year, which they're doing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, every year, it's brilliant, this campaign, this philanthropic competition that they hold, and it's... a competition between local leaders. Last year, there were four of us. This year, we already have six lined up. I am not one of them. I'm on the committee, and we're putting...
You're a mentor.
I am a mentor.
Okay,
yes.
good.
Yes,
that's good.
Very distinguished.
I'm trying
I like
to work.
That.
Well, that's what visionaries do.
Right?
Right. All right, good.
So, yeah. So, over the course of 10 weeks, starting on March 27th, these visionary candidates do their darndest to raise as much money as possible and as much awareness as possible to help people understand what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, LLS, is and who it helps and what it is, what's the greater impact on helping to cure cancer at large. So everyone involved, if it is the winner, if it's the runner-up, if it's the fifth place candidate,
it's a fun
a
competition
like,
to raise money.
Yeah. yeah.
Did you 10 bar? You everybody
no,
10s bar.
I never did somehow. And I was a former actress.
What was your fundraiser thing? What were you doing?
So my fundraiser last year, I had a couple. I had a Krispy Kreme donut competition going on.
I can't eat more than one of those. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, my husband
I don't
ate
marathon.
12 of them in the course of 2 hours. It was a horrible mistake. But
I was going to say, did he turn into sugar?
Oh, it was the worst. He
did it make him sweeter?
For like an hour.
I shouldn't ask
oh,
his wife
he couldn't
that.
Possibly be sweeter.
Well, there you go. I just checked. Well, there you go. But it made him sweeter.
I also hosted a Hot Wings, if you've ever seen the show Hot
no,
Wings.
No, I'm out.
You're
they have Hot Wings here
pansy.
At State Fair, but it's not...
Yeah, I asked.
I mean, I don't want to be gross, but it's what happens afterwards to me, to my
oh,
body.
Oh, no, it's insane. But they're not all insanely hot. Like, they start decent, and they worked their way up to crazy hot. And the entire time, the CEOs that I had competing in this, they had to answer ridiculous icebreaker questions. So it was super fun. And
who
each
did you
of
have
them
in it? Did you have any of my friends in it? Come on,
embarrass
some people.
Okay, Ricky Smith, the CEO of the BWI Airport, he was one of my.
I don't
contestants.
Know him, but oh, I love it. I fly
amazing.
In and out of his airport all the time.
He is phenomenal. Kirby
Let's
Fowler,
get him on the show.
You know Kirby Fowler.
Kirby
right?
sat right in this chair
yeah.
last year from the zoo.
He was one of my contestants. He was.
I don't
great.
See him as a spicy guy.
He didn't win, but he did a phenomenal job, and I got him to salsa dance with the executive director of LLS, which was very fun.
See, I would say I've had Shannon and Kirby on together from the zoo. Uh-huh. I would see Shannon as much more of like spicy for me.
Well, I think
just eating spicy wings.
But the fun for watching somebody go through them is somebody where it is a little bit of a challenge. People would much rather watch you eat a hot wing than me.
Can I be honest about this? I was Buffalo
Please.
Wild Wings sponsored. For 3 years for the best seat in the house promotion. And we did this promotion at Owings Mills. A lot of times Raven players would walk in because it was a Monday night, and they live in the community out there at the time. And Tyrod Taylor came in, sat, had a beer with us one night, and I think C.J. Mosley just wandered in one night and sat down with us. But every Monday, we didn't do the show. It was Monday Night Football. There was a limo and a best seat and a lazy boy and blah, 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 blah. But this was like 10, 12 years ago. It was in the early part of video and our video channel, mm-hmm. and they insisted that at halftime we do this. So every week at halftime for a $50 gift card or $20, it wasn't even nearly enough to literally have dysentery the next day. But I emceed it, mm-hmm. and we videotaped it, and they had little cartons of milk.
Yeah.
I mean, because like,
oh, there are all sorts
I watch
of
men
help.
Cry. At 9:15 every Monday night for three bah, 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 Monday Night Football season. So there. So I'm very familiar with emceeing this, watching that breaking point of the, I'm not going to cry. You know, like, because you can't, it's, that's why I don't eat
I
that
love
stuff.
That you were so intimately
I couldn't even
familiar
smell the sauce.
With the look of men crying.
I couldn't even smell the sauce. The wings would come and I'd be like, dude, I can't even, like, I had to back up off. It's like Snoop Dogg, I had to back up off. You know, because I couldn't even do it. So did you eat them or no?
Well, I was emceeing.
Oh, right.
I regularly eat hot wings.
Oh,
I actually hosted a hot wing night at my house with several couples. The three of us couples, we sat around a table, and I made 10 different types of hot wings. It was a big endeavor.
I'm not coming to your house for dinner. This is why I've never been to Kate's house.
We asked stupid icebreakers. That's the only reason why is because he won't eat hot wings, and everyone who comes to my house has to
eat
hot wings.
No, I'll eat ice cream. I'll come over. I'll bring some Wise ice cream or something.
Okay, so we have an ice cream challenge. Then I'll
what is with this challenge?
Over.
Are you like into the 4th of July hot dog guy? What? Why do we?
Oh, my
food
dream.
Is not about suffering.
My
food
dream
is about
is
pleasure.
To win an eating competition. Like if I could go to one of those places where they have like a half pan of mac and cheese, or like eat the 20-pound burger or whatever. Like I want to win a T-shirt.
You're 80 pounds soaking
I
wet.
I eat so much. I love it.
I do too. I mean, I've been eating all week. I was at Costas on Monday. You know, so I love food.
You're telling me you wouldn't want to win a T-shirt or have your picture on a wall because ate some massive amount of something?
No. I saw John Candy do the old 89er or whatever back in the no.
Oh,
I grew
John
up in
Candy.
Dundalk. We did buffets all the time. I was an Ovaltine because of all that. You know, No. The challenge of doing this, is there video of Kirby Fowler doing this?
There is. I only have a snippet of him dancing the salsa. I don't have the actual snippet of him eating the wings, but there are pictures out there. I'll send you some.
I got to get Kirby on the show.
He was amazing. He was so much fun.
We did an event last year with your organization, with
what?
Accelerant. It's true. And then it's funny. It's the last time I saw Kirby, I was a guest of Accelerant. I know Kate through Accelerant, even though she's a do-gooder with LLS. My dear partner, Bill Cole, who did drag Kirby and Shannon out last year, amongst some other people. And Bill's been super busy with Gordian Energy and his roofing and his solar and his... I broke my coffee mug on the set like 6 months ago, and it was like my binky, the Cole roofing coffee. And now I broke it, and he hasn't replaced it. And
how dare he not
replace
it? Yeah,
and then
he
has sponsored one of the coolest things we do, which is our WNST tech service. So if you are on our tech service, there's 6,212 of you on it, you will get Bill Cole's text from Cole Roofing. So he's my conduit to all things Accelerant. But I actually was an Accelerant partner before he was with my partner, Brian Billick, many years ago. Tell everyone, Kate Paris, about Accelerant.
Well, I will. And I think it's appropriate that you're talking to people this week about giving. Because, I mean, like, how amazing giving is as a concept. I mean, anybody who does a good deed for someone, they feel good. Yeah, you feel good. And yes. Then the person that you've helped or given to, they feel good. And there are studies, there are scientific studies out there that have proven that if you do a good deed for someone or give them something, they feel compelled to want to give something back to you, to do something to help you. So when you look at Accelerant, which to people who are not in it, it looks like it's a networking group. But when you think of it as just a group of like-minded companies, executives and their teams, whose focus is not selling at each other and just trying to get everybody else to buy their services and their goods, but rather they want to go through them to figure out how they can help them by connecting them to their network of decision makers. And everybody, their first question upon meeting you is, how can I help you? Versus, what can I sell at you? That's what Accelerant is. It's a bunch of givers who, because of the nature of giving, help each other's companies grow.
You know, that sounds spacey, and I've heard three or four different people do it over the last 15 years. But it's true, because I come to your events. I get invited often. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Kate.
Bill.
Thank you, everyone. Sandy, for sending the emails over and doing
Sandy
all that.
Jamerson.
And I missed, I haven't been in a couple of months just for mornings and reasons and transportation and different stuff. We usually gather up in Hunt Valley on a Thursday.
Yep.
And it's super early in the morning, which is great for me because I am up at 3 or 4 every morning. So it fits my thing. I didn't come to your recent one because it was like 4 degrees. It was like the coldest morning of the year.
So insane.
And I wanted to go. I thought about going. And then at like 5:30 in the morning, the notion of like showering and doing it was just sort of like, I hadn't been out of the house all week because I look like a monster. I'm like, well, I have to shave. I'm going over to this thing because people like cater there.
And I'm glad you make an effort
for us. Yeah, well, I bring a lot of energy to Accelerant when I show
you
up there at 6:30 in the morning.
It's a lot. It's maybe even too much for some people.
People can't handle me. Yeah. And they think that there's more coffee in my cup, and it's half and half, I promise you. But I am an extremely backstage for everybody. Luke and I, most of our segments, we do at 6 in the morning. So at 6 in the morning, I'm moving. I'm ready to talk sports, talk football.
Yeah. So you're hours into your day.
I never don't make Accelerant because it's too early in the morning, but I will be your coffee. You know what I mean? Like, you get Zeke's to sponsor me through you. I can just be the coffee at the door. But it's not salesy. And I would say that for, my God, 15 years maybe I've been involved with Accelerant one way or another, going back to, I went with Gordon. I'm just trying to go through all the names of the people that have run Accelerant through the course of time. John as well. Just other people that I know. Still know, you keep these relationships forever.
Gosh,
you know, the Dave Hartmans of the world and just all these people that I know. I'm like, well, how do I know them? Oh, I met him at Accelerant. You know, like, and I could say 15 years later, if you were to look through my LinkedIn, and I'll be doing that this weekend because I'm coming to sell all of you. We're done with soft sales and like,
exactly.
I'm selling now.
Yeah, just
I'm in.
Sell it, people.
Well,
that's
right.
What
that's
all
what
about.
I'm. Well, Accelerant doesn't do that, but
exactly.
I'm about to do that. but at least I have people to sell to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in Accelerant that I've never sold to, that I'm friends to, and I'm coming for every one of you now. It's your time, 15 years in. But it isn't salesy. It really, I mean, from your nighttime gigs to your daytime gigs, it's relationship-based. And I think years later, I've gotten a lot of business to Accelerant. More than that, I've gotten friendships, people that
I like
in my world.
When you focus on building that relationship first, sales come after. I mean, when someone likes you and they want you to succeed and they want you to win and then they have a need for something that you can provide, they want to go to you before anyone else.
Simple.
So it's not even like you're selling. It's you're just working together.
In Dundalk, we'd say, I know a guy that would be disrespectful to you because you're a girl. But, you know, knowing someone that can solve a problem across any business.
You've got a guy, you've got a girl.
If you own a business, well, I'll tell you what. If you own a business, if you're local, throw me an email, and I will try to see to it that you can come and be a part of the delicious breakfast at Accelerant. I can't promise you'll sit with me because I usually don't sit. I usually go in and like.
Yeah, you're just bouncing off the walls being everyone's coffee.
The benefit of my life at this point, I'm 56, and this is going to be when I come to sell all of you, is that I know people. And when I come into your room, there's 60 tables, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that right? That's about right? 60 tables?
Sure. I don't do the...
But it's a big room.
Yeah.
It's a big... It's the Bumi Temple.
It's 300 people
the hill.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever that ends up being.
It's 40, 50, 60 tables. I know at least one person at 80% of the tables every month. And some months I might know two or three. Some months I might know 8 out of the 10 people at the table.
Yeah.
So it is a Baltimore, Neato Torpedo concept that I am thrilled to be invited to from time to time. And I think I could be a semi-decent spokesperson for you when I'm not trying to sell people because I'm hard sell. I'm not hard sell.
I'm not selling at people. I'll tell them about this organization where nobody sells at people.
Sometimes when I sit with people I like you, I feel like doing the sweaty balls, you know, the Saturday Night Live skit. Kate Paris is here. She is from Accelerant. She is here representing the LLS folks of Leukemia Lymphoma Society that I have helped many times over the years. My wife has been involved in having her life saved, so it's like... It's pretty close to home for me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I haven't cried yet on the air this week. I tried 13 times last year during a couple Super Bowl. I'm 0 for like 14
you
already this week.
You tried 13 times to cry?
I cried. No, I just couldn't help it. I had bad stuff. Everything made me sad last year. This year, I'm feeling more uplifted, like I'm ready to hill charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get stuff done.
It's that hot yoga. It's making... It's
I think so.
Your perspective.
So I missed your Accelerant event a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the guest speaker.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing you guys do when I say, this isn't like a meeting of the Water Buffalo Club up at the Bumi Temple. There's a whole presentation.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some magic message early in the morning, whether it was Marianne Scully giving it years ago with these little pieces and nuggets of knowledge.
Yeah.
Like your whole knowledge that you dropped on me at the beginning here about making people feel good, right?
Right?
Right.
Right, how fun.
But you always have a really cool speaker that has been accomplished in some way, sports, business, motivation, male, female, military. You've done it all.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaworski's been at your spoke at your place. You have football players.
Yeah.
You've got all sorts of people.
Yeah. We bring in amazing speakers.
Who's coming this year?
Oh, don't put
me on
the spot.
No, you don't know? You don't have to answer that.
Honestly, they're all amazing. It could be anyone, and Accelerant is so good at bringing in these motivational, inspirational speakers who have messages that are delivered to executives and their teams alike.
I'm a note taker.
It's always amazing.
Well, my time's valuable. I don't need to tell you that, right? So some months I will leave before the speaker speaks because I have something to do. If I don't, I'll look it up and say, I'm going to, you know, maybe this person flew airplanes or did whatever they did in life. It's cool that they're there. And I'm thinking, all right, maybe one day I'll be the TED Talk speaker and I need to, like, see what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're paying them. They're flying in. They're there to motivate people. They're there to educate people. So when I find myself there, and I've been in that room. Come on, man. I've been to your Accelerant things probably 50 times, right? So I'm familiar.
Nights.
I mean, I can go through names of former Sports Illustrated writers and authors and different people that you've had there. But when they put their slide presentation up and they're trying to teach me something, you know, they're trying to have that thesis of that 40-minute speech that motivates me, that teaches me something, that makes a distinction in my life. When I go like this to reach for my phone and start taking notes... I could tell
That's
you the months that the speakers have been really good because I have notes for it. And it always says Accelerant on it because it reminds me of
like
where
that.
It came from. So I probably have notes in 2014, 16, 18. I find them all the time. And I'm like, oh, I remember that woman that was the pilot that had the, you know, had this point about this and preparation and whatever. And I'm like, why go to these things if you're not soaking in the knowledge that are there?
Well, it's amazing, though. I mean, the breakfast are something different to every single person. Like, some people, the whole purpose of the breakfast is to bring someone with them as a guest who's important to them. It could be a very close client. It could be a vendor that they have a
That's
great relationship
with. That's why I get
invited
so often.
But, like, maybe it's there for them to strengthen a relationship.
Sure.
Or maybe they're there to meet someone that they haven't met yet, and they're strictly there for a networking purpose. Maybe they don't realize that what they are there to be is to hear this message about finding success through your failures versus finding success through your obvious, easy successes. Like, maybe it's a message they didn't even know that they were there for, and then they hear it, and it changes how they look at everything. Like, everybody walks away from those breakfasts with some takeaway.
Anybody that's getting up on a 5-degree morning, and I mean you, Karen Faulkner, you know what I'm talking, that went out there.
She's such a champion. I love her.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's up running, on lifting weights at 4 in the morning. So, and she did the show last month. So, if you love Karen and her wellness advisory and all that good stuff, you can go get motivated and talk to her. She says I motivate her, which is good. But for the people that go over there, and, you know, Karen's a great example. Somebody lives up in Hampstead, put on a dress, look nice, get your hair done, get out 6 in the morning, have to leave. You show up. There's an amount of effort that goes into that, to 2 or 3 hours, that goes beyond seeing people you know or whatever. I just think there's a mojo about it that people leave with energy. You know, I mean, I've left there at 9:30 many mornings thinking, learned something, saw people I'd like. And some people I don't like and don't like me. I'm just kidding. It's not Karen. She likes me. But I see people, and it's nice. And when I don't go, my wife's like, what's wrong with you? Go out and talk to people. Get out of the house.
Your wife is like, get out of the house.
My wife's like, people like you. Go out. You make people happy. Let your hair out. Smile at them. Talk some football with them. Now the Justin Tucker thing, I don't go out of the house anymore. I can't talk football with anybody right now. Oh. Kate Paris is here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It is a cup of soup or bowl. She's with Accelerant, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-E-N-T. Also, our friends at
LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If anyone out there is interested in making a difference in joining this philanthropic competition, we are looking for leaders. We're looking for people with vast networks. We're looking for people who truly want to make a difference.
When I get into comedy, eventually, I'm going to need a sidekick like you.
I studied improv. We could do so much.
Louis Anderson sat on my set at the Super Bowl 8 years ago before he passed away. We were in Minnesota. It was the last time the Philly people were there acting like morons. It was cold as hell. It was Minnesota. It's 5 degrees. We were at the mall. Yeah. So, Louis, you can watch this on YouTube. And Mickey Coachella has been trying to get me to do comedy since he met me for 20 years. And Mickey's like, come on, man. I can tell you're funny. Mickey thinks I'm the funniest guy he knows, and I'm not that funny. He's the funniest guy I know, and I'm going to try to get him to come to Libs Grill next week up in Bel Air because he's got no excuse. He can walk there from where he lives. So, Mickey's been trying to, like, coach me up. My kid, a little bit, he doesn't admit that he thinks I'm funny. He won't laugh at anything.
Oh, a kid never will.
But he thinks – he's 41 now, so he's getting my sense of humor a little bit better. And then Louis Anderson talked to me, and then my wife eggs me on by saying, you're never going to do it, are you? And I'm like, I almost did it for Ray Bachman last week. So I'm working my way. I've been doing – ever since this guy got elected president, I have no choice but to work on comedy right now. So I have been working on comedy the last month. Louis Anderson is the wind beneath my wings. And I'll say this. Louis Anderson – I've told this story maybe 2 or 3 times on the air. I'll talk about comedy. Louis Anderson said to me – he said this on video. I'm going to give you my number. You're going to call me. You're going to write some stuff, and we're going to work together. I'm going to teach you how to do this. And he gave me his number. He gave me his email.
Did you lose it?
No. Worse. Year and a half later, I'm with my wife, and I landed at the Las Vegas airport. We were there for the Capitals Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. It was the week they won. It's the only time I've been in Vegas with my wife in 10 years. Yeah. So we landed, and we're walking through the airport. And it's late. We were on that flight that lands at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, leaves here at 8 or whatever.
Everything's
gets
dark.
There late. Right. Everything's closed. You know, only 2 conveyor belts working. Nothing is open.
You're
hearing all of the ads in the Vegas air. You're hearing all the show ads. It's everywhere. You go down that. I swear to you, we walk through, and it's me, my wife, and the 14 people on our plane. Mm-hmm. And I look up, and there's this big fella lugging a bag, ball cap on.
Shut up, no.
And my wife's like, that looks like Louis Anderson. And I'm like, that's Louis Anderson. We're going to, you know, and there was nobody around. And I went up and I said, hey, Louis, I'm Nestor Aparicio. You never emailed me with the comedy.
Shut up. He did
I
not.
I swear to God he did that.
Oh,
it's
my
the
God.
Last thing he ever did in his life to me. We walked together down the ramp. I said goodbye to him because we were getting luggage.
Yeah.
And he said, you're going to write to me, right? I'm going to turn you into a comedian. I swear to God this happened.
And then you were like, once again, no.
And then during the plague, he died.
Oh.
Yeah, Louis died. So
I mean, like right
soon thereafter. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look up Louis Anderson.
Yeah, I can't.
But I got to get Bruce on. He's over here talking about parks. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for coming. You're good on time. You're okay. I lost my 2 o'clock. We're gonna hang. We're gonna talk about animals and fox and deer and all that good stuff. Birds, owls. Whoo hoo! And
he knows what owls sound like.
I live in the woods. So Louis Anderson was a beautiful man, and so you did improv.
Yeah,
you were like
I studied
an actress,
with the Upright Citizens Brigade. I did an improv thing with Robin Williams up in New York a million years ago.
We lost Louis 3 years ago last week.
It was only 3 years ago.
So we lost him January 21st of 2022. So I'm just telling you, if I ever get on stage and actually do this for 2 minutes and get jeered at, my stuff will be better than that. It won't be great. If I ever do it,
well,
it's going
to
be somewhere like Rockville where nobody knows
do.
Who I am, probably.
Where is
but
there a place where nobody knows who you are?
Anywhere outside.
Like, you have to go out of Maryland.
You should be my spokesperson. Yeah, please. Call Wise Markets and Royal Farms with that. Ocean City, Maryland. I hope you're listening. So, yeah, but I'm going to work on my comedy now that because you got me
do
going
it.
Here.
You should.
All right. I'll do it on behalf of Louis. If Louis were here, he would be happy to hold up the Magic 8-Ball tickets. Our friends at Wise Markets and Maryland Lottery sent us out to do this. It's a cup of soup or bowl, doing good things for things like Leukemia Lymphoma Society and our runner-up, although she's a champion to me.
Thanks.
Kate Paris is here from Accelerant. Bruce is going to be here. We're going to talk about parks, Patapsco Park. My wife loves hiking. She's a hiker. She broke her ankle in the woods back on her birthday, June 1st.
This
and
year?
And I had to go find her in the woods and get her out and take her to the, yeah. So my wife is a hiker with the vest on and the little, the tubes.
The straw, the camelback.
The things that I used to have beer in when I went to Preakness. She puts water in, right, and goes out in the woods. She's got the poles. She's got the poles, Bruce. You know what I'm talking about? She got the boots. She goes up to New Hampshire, and because she's from the Granite State, live free or die. That's New Hampshire. So she goes, they have lighthouses up there, and she's been collecting these patches or pins from up there. So, yeah, so that's it. That's what I know. And also, a friend of mine's daughter is like a park ranger at some park in Middle River that I've never heard of that I'm going to get to. So we're going to talk state parks. I am about 6 blocks away from one as I just go through Mueller's house here, and boom, I'm in a state park, and lions and tigers and bears.
They're all there.
Oh, my. Kate Paris, Accelerant, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, fist bump for you. I'd hug you and all, but it's the cold and flu season.
And I'm
at State Fair, and I had chicken and waffles. I'm going to take home some delicious salmon. I would advise everyone to get over here to Catonsville. When you do, help our friends at Catonsville Emergency Assistance. They were here, El Guapo, The Basement, The Beaumont, and, of course, here at State Fair. We're at Cooper's North in Timonium on Friday. We're at Libs Grill in Bel Air on Wednesday with County Executive Bob Cassidy up in Harford County, who I've never met. And then we're going to be back at Fadley's 2 weeks from now because I was a complete knucklehead and locked my equipment in the trunk of my car on Tuesday. There was no cup, there was no soup, and there was a bowl over my head from being an idiot. I'm back for more at State Fair. Thanks for coming, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
She's never coming back. There's no way she's doing